بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، إن شاء الله today we will discuss some issues that are relevant to Ramadan. And then we will continue next week with finishing the chapter in Sunan al-Darimi, the one that we are reading. Ramadan is going to start 6th of May. We are predicting that, but we will basically wait for the Hilal to be sighted. Now, we need to learn some lessons on how to conduct ourselves on issues that keep coming up every year regarding Ramadan. As brothers and sisters, and as community members, we need to understand that our conduct has to be dictated and inspired by the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the injunctions of the Quran and the verses of the Quran. Therefore, we will read a hadith from Sahih Bukhari, the sacred text which the Ummah has accepted as the most authentic compilation of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Sunan. The author of Sahih Bukhari, his name is Al-Imam Al-Hujja Al-Hafidh Abu Abdullah أو أبي عبد الله محمد بن إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم ابن مغيرة ابن بردزبة البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. And the book commonly known as Sahih Bukhari is in actuality named الجامع المسند الصحيح المختصر من أمور رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسننه وأيامه. The actual name of the book is Al-Jami' Al-Musnad Al-Mukhtasar Al-Sahih Al-Mukhtasar Min Umuri Rasulillahi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Wa Sunanihi Wa Ayyamihi. Beautiful name. Jami' is the comprehensive. Al-Musnad with isnad and chain of narration to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Al-Sahih meaning authentic. Al-Mukhtasar, short, min umuri Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the matters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sunanihi wa ayyamihi, his traditions and his days on earth. A beautiful name of a beautiful book. Now, the Islamic Society of Greater Salt Lake, alhamdulillah, we follow the strictest interpretation of Sunnah in terms of establishing the entrance of Ramadan and Dhul Hijjah, which is that when we see the Hilal and we get authentic reports of Hilal from anywhere in the continent of the United States, we start the month. Because in Sahih Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَصُومُوا إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُوهُ فَافْطِرُوا. If you see it, meaning the Hilal, start fasting. If you see it, then stop fasting. Unfortunately, what happens every now and then is when the community announces what happens, people cannot react or control their reaction to the announcement. Some people accept, some people reject. Some people get confused every year. Or some people start the rumor mill. Let's see what the Sunnah tells us to behave and how to behave. In the book of Zakah, in Sahih Bukhari, بِإِسْنَادِنَا الْمُتَّصِلِ عَنْ مَشَائِخِنَا رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ عَنَّا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ فِي صَحِيحِ الْجَامِعِ باب مَنْ أَدَّى زَكَاتِهِ فَلَيْسَ بِكَنْزِ. The chapter is, whoever gives Zakah is not a hoarder or hoarding of the wealth. He says, عنه وبه قال حدثنا علي سمع هشيما أخبرنا حسين عن زيد بن وهب قال مررت بالربذة فإذا أنا بأبي ذر رضي الله عنه فقلت له ما أنزلك منزلك هذا؟ قال كنت بالشام فاختلفت أنا ومعاوية رضي الله عنه في الذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله. قال معاوية نزلت في أهل الكتاب، فقلت نزلت فينا وفيهم، فكان بيني وبينه في ذلك في ذاك، وكتب إلى عثمان رضي الله عنه يشكوني، فكتب إلي عثمان أن أقدم المدينة، فقدمتها، كثر علي الناس حتى كأنهم لم يروني قبل ذلك، فذكرت ذاك لعثمان فقال لي إن شئت تنحيت فكنت قريبا، فذاك الذي أنزلني هذا المنزل، ولو أمروا علي حبشيا لسمعت وأطعت، What is in the story? Very simple. Uthman رضي الله عنه was the Khalifa. Muawiyah رضي الله عنه was the governor of Sham or Levant or what they call Syria now. Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه was in Syria, and he used to live a very dedicated lifestyle. Meaning, whatever money he would get, he would spend everything before the end of the night and only leave enough to survive the next day, based on what he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do with his own money. So he went to Muawiyah and he said, you are rich, Muslims are getting rich, they're hoarding money, and they only give 2.5%. They should follow the example of Rasulullah, give everything and leave enough just for the next day. So Muawiyah radiallahu anhu disagreed with him. And he complained to Uthman, who was the Khalifa, or the president at that time. He said, this friend of yours, Abu Dharr, is making life hard in Sham. So Uthman radiallahu anhu wrote him a letter. He said, please come to Medina, I want to talk to you. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he went to Medina, and he said that I was living so humbly and with such humility that people came to look at me like they never knew me before, because he lived a very poor and dedicated lifestyle. When he says, فَكَثُرَ عَلَيَّ النَّاسَ حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَرَوْنِي, people gathered to look at me with amazement that this man has been able to live like Rasulullah without being rich for such a long time. So Uthman radiallahu anhu said, you and your difference of opinion, we do not accept. Now if you go and leave Medina and Sham and live in Ar-Rabadha, Rabadha is basically like a ranch, away from the population. This way the population doesn't bug you, you don't bug the population, and you live on your own with peace, and you leave us alone. So this Sahabi who narrates the hadith, he says, now I realized why Abu Dharr was living where he was living. So Abu Dharr said, وَلَوْ أَمَّرُوا عَلَيَّ عَبْدًا حَبَشِيًّا لَسَمِعْتُ وَأَطَعْتُ. لَوْ أَمَّرُوا عَلَيَّ حَبَشِيًّا لَسَمِعْتُ وَأَطَعْتُ. Even if they had made an African slave in charge of me, I would have obeyed the rules of the land. Why is it being said an African slave? Not because it's derogatory, because the Arabs were very proud people and they were very arrogant, and Islam came to treat that arrogance. And part of that treatment was that Rasulullah would say that even if your slave who used to own becomes your master, you have to keep quiet and listen. And that's why the fuqaha say, Al-Hakimu yarfa'u al-khilaf. Right? The person who is in charge, when he adopts a policy, he takes away and cures all the disagreements with the people. The people should set their disagreements aside and follow the established policy. This rule of Islam, Al-Hakimu yarfa'u al-khilaf. Just like here, when we have a bill that is going to be passed, the people who are pro the bill, they call their senators and congressmen. The people who are against the bill, they call their senators and congressmen. Once the law becomes signed and executed, that's the law. Now you have to live with it. No point of complaining about it. Similarly in Islam, the rule is that Abu Dharr teaching us that he had a very low opinion of the people. In the next hadith in Sahih Bukhari, he told one of his students, إِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا. He's talking about Uthman and Muawiyah. Abu Dhar is saying, إِنَّهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا. These people have no idea how to live, what to live and how to spend their money. Even then, he did not cause a problem. He followed the policy. We should do the same. Once the Islamic Society announces it, we should follow the example of the Sahaba. Not your buddy or my buddy on WhatsApp. Not any other masjid. Not no other center. This center has policies. You respect the policies of the center you attend. If you go to a center that is different, has a different policy, you respect that policy. Leave us alone, we leave everybody alone. This is in Sahih Bukhari. Now the other issue that comes up in Ramadan is, when should we stop eating for suhoor? Some people say Fajr is at 15 degrees. Some people say it's 18 degrees. Some people don't know what the degrees is. I'll tell you what the degrees are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith that there are two types of phenomena astronomical. The first phenomena is called Subhul Kadhib, the Fajr that is fake. Basically, the light emits straight up like the tail of the wolf. كَذَّنَبِ السَّرْحَانِ. That is not the time when you pray Fajr. The time of Fajr is إِذَا كَانَ النُّورُ مُسْتَطِيرًا. When the twilight becomes on the horizon, that is called Subah Sadiq or Fajr Sadiq. Now, people in the past and astronomers had a difference of opinion with Islamic scholarship, because Muslims go by the hadith and astronomers go by the zodiac twilight. Now, some people, when they are putting their app and their time in their phones, they choose from the custom settings option. In the settings option, they have all options. They have Umul Qura, they have World Assembly of Muslim League, whatever. They have ISNA, blah, 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 all that stuff. Majority of the ummah is following 18 degrees. Why? I'll tell you why. Because the sun, when it's coming up against the horizon, it takes 4 minutes for the sun to move through 1 degree. So if you are making adhan on 15 degrees versus 18 degrees, the difference between the two times is 3 minutes. 3 minutes, or sorry, 3 degrees is times four. Each degree, 4 minutes required by the sun to move. That's 12 minutes. So the masjid that makes adhan 12 minutes after the people who are making adhan, like in Khadija, we do 18 degrees. Other masajid may do 12 minutes later. So according to us and majority of the ummah, right? And the natural path, the fasting has been compromised. Now why? In the 1950s in Al-Azhar, there was a sheikh, he was the sheikh of Al-Azhar. They used to call him the young Shafi'i, the Shafi'i al-Saghir. His name was the Sheikh Jad al-Haq, Ali Jad al-Haq. In the 50s, they basically claimed the same thing. Oh, the Egyptians are praying wrong. The government is making a mess of the time, and they are stealing 16 minutes or 12 minutes from the people. So Sheikh Jad al-Haq, he said, it costs us 5 million Egyptian pounds to do a study on this. But he says, I have a better opinion for you. That if you look at the rooster, you know the rooster always makes adhan 30 seconds before 18 degrees. The rooster. So one of our brothers here in management, he looked at the West Valley roosters, and all of them are following Islamic Society time. Now if a person is silly, he will say that Islamic Society bribed all the roosters, and all roosters are with Islamic Society. No, it's not the case. The rooster, I can see UV vision. The donkey and the dog sees infrared. That's why Rasulullah ﷺ says, when the donkey brays and the dog howls, seek protection from shaitan, because infrared, he's seeing shaitan and demons. The rooster sees UV, ultraviolet. The angels are probably from the UV light. So maybe the rooster sees something. And even if the muadhin is late, the rooster is not late. So do the rooster test. You will see that the rooster always gives azan 30 seconds before the Islamic Society calendar.
or buy a rooster cheaper. And people who have had the rooster made a video and sent to me, and the rooster is giving adhan every day, 30 seconds before Islamic Society calendar last year. So stop eating food in suhoor with the rooster. Right? Because the rooster does not follow any community. He follows Allah and His Prophet. And that's why Imam Suyuti wrote a book called Al-Wadiq Fi Fadl al-Diq. So the Egyptians were smart. They said, I'm not going to spend 5 million pounds. I'm going to basically go with a rooster. The other issue that comes up, giving zakah in money, zakat al-fitr in money. Because some people, they go to the YouTube or they go to other countries and the muftis and they say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam only said, give zakat al-fitr with food. Sa'un min tamrin wa sha'irun wa burrin wa iqt. That's the only way you give zakat al-fitr. If you give zakat al-fitr in money, rejected. La tujzi. La tujzi in Arabic means يعني غير مقبولة. يعني مصيبة. صح؟ يعني في مصري 60 نيلة. Okay, let's look at Sahih Bukhari. في كتاب الزكاة باب العرض في الزكاة. وقال طاووس قال معاذ رضي الله عنه لأهل يمن. معاذ رضي الله عنه, he was sent as a governor to the people of Yemen. What did he do? He says, ائتوني بعرض ثياب خميص أو لبيس في الصدقة مكان الشعير والذرة أهون عليكم وخير لأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة. معاذ رضي الله عنه said, forget about the sha'ir and the zura. The people of Medina, even if I put this food on the camels, by the time it makes to Medina, it will be rotten. And besides, a sha'ir, what tamr is already present in Medina. I don't need this. You have clothes? Give me clothes in exchange of sha'ir and zura instead of barley and corn or wheat. And I will take these clothes and give them to the sahaba. And that is more beneficial for the sahaba. So the Sahaba and Imam Bukhari were of the opinion, like Imam Abu Hanifa, that giving money in Zakat al-Fitr is actually allowed by the Sunnah and in Sahih Bukhari, and it is more beneficial for the community. Not only Mu'adh, even Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, in the same book, Kitabu Zakah, Kitabu Zakatul Ibil. How do you give the Zakah of camels? باب من بلغت عنده صدقة بنت مخاض وليست عنده. That if somebody has a zakah of camels and he owes the government, he owes a zakah of بنت مخاض. بنت مخاض is a camel that is 1 year old, a she camel, a female camel that is 1 year old. What did Abu Bakr Siddiq say? Abu Bakr Siddiq رضي الله عنه said, Anas رضي الله عنه narrates, عن أنس رضي الله عنه حدثه أن أبا بكر رضي الله عنه كتب له فريضة الصدقة التي أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بلغت عنده من الإبل صدقة الجذعة ليست عنده جذعة وعنده حقة فإنها تقبل منه الحقة ويجعل معها شاتين إن تيسر أو 20 درهما. يعني أبو بكر الصديق said that if a person has to give zakah with a camel that is 4 years old, and he does not possess a camel that is 4 years old, and he has a camel that is 3 years old, take the 3 year old camel, and in exchange for the other camel, take either 20 dirham or 2 sheep. Take 20 dirham or 2 sheep. So who's asking for money in exchange of the commodity? Why did Abu Bakr not say, go sell all of your camels and buy the camel that Allah and His Prophet want and bring me that camel? Didn't say that. He said, okay, if you have a camel that is less, give me that camel and give me 20 dirhams or 2 sheep. Right? So let's say, what's wrong if we say we give zakah of fitr $10? Nothing wrong. It is a practice of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the practice of Mu'adh, the practice of Anas and most some sahaba. To say it is rejected is ignorance that I have never witnessed. Either that they have not read these chapters, or they pretend and make life harder. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, a lot of people, they slander him. They slander him. They say Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh did not accept the hadith. That is not necessary. That is inappropriate. Let me give you an example. Do you know that the Muslims all over the world, the Muslim countries that produce oil and gas and natural resources, are larger in number than any non-Muslim country? Like if you combine the Muslim countries, they are the richest countries in the world as far as natural resources. In the book of Sahih Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, he says, Bab fi al-rikazi al-khums, that 20% zakah is necessary if you have natural resources. Waqala Malik, look, Imam Bukhari is mentioning who? He's mentioning Imam Malik bin Anas, the one who started the madhab of Imam Malik. He didn't start it, people adopted it. He says, Waqala Malik wa ibn Idris. Man huwa ibn Idris? Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i. Imam Bukhari is citing Imam Malik and Imam Shafi'i. So if somebody tells you, follow Bukhari, don't follow the fuqaha. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ab kya keh sakta hai? So Imam Bukhari says, Ar-rikazu dafnu jahiliyyah. Imam Malik and Imam Shafi'i said, any treasure that you find, let's say if you go to an island for vacation and you find a pirate's treasure, and on the pirate's treasure there are like signs that they were like, you know, idol worshippers. Basically what you need to do as a Muslim is you basically give 20% zakah and then the rest you keep. If it's in natural places. وَلَيْسَ الْمَعْدَنُ بِرِكَازِ. Imam Bukhari says, my opinion is that ma'dan is not rikaz. Imam Abu Hanifa says it is rikaz. Why? Because Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, ma'danu ma'naahu adan makanul istiqrar. Jannatu adnin ay jannatu istiqrarin. Adn means a place of residence. Jannatu adnin, a place where people will live forever. So Imam Abu Hanifa says the word ma'dan linguistically means deposits, natural deposits. They can be gas, they can be liquid oil, they can be gold, they can be silver, they can be anything. He says, I consider that rikaz, therefore 20% zakah is liable on it immediately. Now, what did Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? He says, وَأَخَذَ عُمَرُ ibn Abdul Aziz مِنَ الْمَعَادِنِ خُمْسِ مِئَتَيْنِ وَخَمْسَ, meaning 2.5%. Meaning, all of the ulama, they take zakah on natural resources. The difference is, either it's 2.5%, Imam Abu Hanifa says no, not 2.5%, 20%. So as far as the benefit to the ummah, Imam Abu Hanifa's opinion is much more better. All of the sahaba and the tabi'een, they said 2.5%. Imam Abu Hanifa said no, these are natural resources, 20%. Now imagine if a country exports $100 billion, their zakah is $20 billion. Can you imagine if the countries that have gas and oil, they give zakah on resources based on Imam Abu Hanifa, no Muslim country will need a loan from the IMF ever. Right? So this is why we need to be educated in these matters. This is why we need to learn them from the sources of knowledge. Finally, I will end with this hadith. Ramadan is a month in which we need to learn how to control ourselves. Control ourselves from our evil ways and basically rectify ourselves when it comes to understanding how we behave in public and how we behave with our families and how we behave personally when we're alone. In the Kitab al-Zakah, again, بِإِسْنَادِنَا الْمُتَّصِلِ عَنْهُ وَبِهِ بَابٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ صَدَقَةٌ. Chapter, every Muslim has to pay sadaqah. قال حدثنا مسلم ابن إبراهيم قال حدثنا شعبة قال حدثنا سعيد بن أبي بردة عن أبيه عن جده عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على كل مسلم صدقة فقالوا يا نبي الله فإن لم يجد قال يعمل بيده فينفع نفسه ويتصدق قالوا فإن لم يجد قال يعين ذا الحاجة الملهوف قالوا فإن لم يجد قال فليعمل بالمعروف وليمسك عن الشر
فإنها له صدقة.
What is he saying? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says every Muslim has to pay sadaqa. So the Sahaba said, "Oh Rasulullah, what if he doesn't have a job? What should he do?" The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ya'mal," he should find a job to work with his hands. وَيَنْفَعُ نَفْسَهُ وَيَتَصَدَّقُ. He should benefit himself and from the earnings of his own hand give sadaqa. قَالُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. If he doesn't have that, he says يُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةَ الْمَلْهُوفِ. He should help people who are trying to resolve their matters as an advocate without money. If he helps them and he basically helps them achieve their goals, that is sadaqa. قَالُوا فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. What if he can't even do that? He says, فَلْيَعْمَلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. He should try to do good. And if he cannot do good, he should stop from doing evil. Stopping from doing evil is sadaqah for him. So let's say if a person is angry and he gets in a fight with his wife or his relative, if he goes in the room and sleeps, that's sadaqah for him. Right? 8 hours of sadaqah. If he says, doesn't want to fight with his wife, goes home, says, I'm going to sleep, lock myself. Thank you. 8 hours of sadaqah as long as he sleeps. So if one holds back and does not do evil, that in itself is sadaqah for that person. So see, subhanAllah, just from the book of zakah, how many lessons we learned. International lessons, personal lessons, lessons about the life of sahaba, lessons about the life of the tabi'een. And these are all correct ahadith. لا شك في صحتها. No doubt about their authenticity. Now if somebody is munkir hadith, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. If somebody says, I reject hadith altogether, oh, can't help you much. Can't help you with that one. That was a discussion for another day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us.
Ameen.
And help us and seek guidance, inshaAllah. We seek guidance from Allah and with the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we hope that Allah gives us life and prosperity in this month of Ramadan. Ameen.